Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in. It's Willard and Dibs. Mark Randy in for Willard. So Dibs and Grandy with you here on 95.7 The Game. And we're live from Chase Center getting ready for the first ever regular season Golden State Valkyries game. The LA Sparks are in town. This place is decked out in Valkyries purple. This is also what's so great about live radio, Dibs, because you go into a show expecting to talk about one thing, which was Warriors and Valkyries, and then breaking news happens, and the San Francisco 49ers have agreed to a new contract with quarterback Brock Purdy, 5 years, $265 million, and everything we were planning on talking about over the next 4 hours goes right out the window.
Yeah, you can go ahead and throw the records out when we go live for the Valkyries opener, and we will talk a little bit of Valkyries, and I know Kevin Dan is going to join us. And at 4:15,
which is
fun.
Voice of the Valkyries.
And, you know, these are some of the moments that you got to love in sports where something absolutely new happens. But this is also something absolutely new where the Niner quarterback gets $265 million over five, $53 million per year. And for all the fans out there, 888-957-9570, there are many fans who wanted to pay him 25 or 30 a year. And some thought, you know, 55 or 60, let's reset the market. Wherever you thought it would be, we now know where it is. He gets $181 million in total guarantees, which would mean he plays 6 years and he does all the things, he checks all the boxes. Then he gets $181. The actual guaranteed at signing number will probably be around $100, maybe a little bit more. But one thing we know for sure, Brock Purdy is here. He's him. He's paid in full. And the Niners have decided that going forward, he's their guy. We knew that he would be their guy, but now it's in ink.
It's official. It is confirmation. He is the Niners quarterback, assuming relative health for the next 6 years. It is a five-year extension, but as you laid out on the crossover earlier, it does not kick in until next season. He has to play out the final year of his rookie deal. Then this new five-year extension will kick in. And just really quickly, a look at the numbers that we do know. Again, 5 years, $265 million. That is about $53 million per year. Year. Dibs, that is seventh most per year in NFL history.
That's a million a week, even when you're not playing.
Yeah.
Like March, you get a million. April, you get a million. May, you get a million.
It's crazy.
He gets a milli a week.
And that is the seventh most.
Dude.
Seventh most, it's $1 million a week.
A milli.
Dak Prescott's making the most at $60 million a year. Jordan Love, $55 million a year. Trevor Lawrence, $55 million a year. Joe Burrow and Josh Allen, also $55 million a year. Seventh most AAV for Brock Purdy. In terms of the total guarantee, that's the number we know, $181 million total guaranteed. That's not the full guarantee. Fully guaranteed, which is guaranteed no matter what happens to him over the course of the next 6 years. We do not yet know that. But the total guarantee, $181 million, that is the eighth most. So if we can assume that that fully guaranteed number is in relative lockstep with those first two numbers, we're looking at Brock Dibs generally being paid by the 49ers as somewhere around sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth most expensive, if you want to throw the word best on it, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th best quarterback in the NFL. And considering what he has accomplished, that seems relatively close to fair.
It's fair. And, you know, ultimately, now you have to go out there and show it and do it. And you mentioned the names on the list. And, you know, Dak Prescott, he's already done more than Dak. And
oh, yeah.
Trevor Lawrence, he's done more than Trevor.
Would you rather have $53 million a year to Brock or $60 or $55 million to Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, and Trevor Lawrence?
Well, Jordan Love is, that's debatable. And I don't want to make this about, like, money versus money. But Jordan Love is trending in a direction where Brock, I think, after last year, is trending a little bit down.
Let's leave it to just Dak and Trevor. Those contracts
or
Brock's contract?
Oh, you'd rather have this one. Yeah.
No doubt.
And the other one is, you know, Deshaun Watson, who is no longer playing for Cleveland, but his number, and I know they don't owe him the full amount anymore, but as far as what that contract was when they signed him, that was way worse than this. So what the Niners are saying is, we believe in Brock, and also what they're saying without really doing it contractually is that we believe in John and we believe in Kyle. Because John and Kyle have both said, you know, Kyle said, as long as I'm here, I want him to be my guy. And so now you give Brock 6 years. What you're saying to Kyle is, we want you here for 6 years.
Yeah.
And you gave Brock, but it's 5 plus 1.
Yeah.
And I get that. But that to me becomes another part of this where, you know, Jed York, and think about what they've done this week. Just yesterday, the news broke that they sold 6% of their ownership to 3 different families. So the Yorks aren't giving up. They're divesting, but they're also reinvesting in John, Kyle, and now Brock.
The breaking news from about 20 minutes ago, the 49ers and quarterback Brock Purdy have agreed on a 5-year, $265 million contract extension. That is about $53 million per year, $181 million in total guaranteed. In terms of what these numbers mean, essentially you're looking at Brock being somewhere around the 7th or 8th highest paid quarterback in the NFL, on par with the likes of someone like a Jared Goff, someone like a Jalen Hurts in that area. And considering what this guy, Brock Purdy, has accomplished, that seems pretty darn fair. But 888-957-9570. How do you feel? One, I think there's probably a sense of relief that this got done. The Niners' off seasons in the past, Dibs, have been nightmares from a contract perspective. So even if you think this was an overpay, at least you have the ability to say, well, they got it done in May. It didn't bleed into really any meaningful offseason programs, and he was there at the facility working out over the last couple of weeks. He's going to be there for offseason OTAs. He's going to be there when training camp begins. He's going to be there when the preseason begins, and assuming health, he's going to be ready to play week number one. So you don't have to worry about what happened with Ayuk last year, what happened with Bosa the year prior, or Deebo Samuel the year before that. You have an ability to just take a deep breath, exhale, and realize now you have Brock Purdy. Even if you feel like this was an overpay, and I'm not discounting anyone that feels that way, maybe you don't have belief in Brock and don't think he should be a top 10 paid quarterback, but even if you do feel that way, Dibs, you do at least have the benefit of being like, well, at least it's behind us, and now we can gear up for the season.
Yeah, for sure. And we don't yet know the actual structure of the contract, and so we
it
all...
It does seem pretty front-loaded, actually.
Yeah.
165 of the 265 is in the first 3 years.
Okay.
And 215 of the 265 are in the first 4 years.
Right. So if you look at 165 in the first 3 years, that I don't think includes this year, although some of that money will be in the bonus that goes to this year. So you look at this year and then three more, and if you get to that point after 4 more years and you realize, man, we're in a rebuild mode or he's not the dude, whatever, I do think that the out at that point would be very palatable to where you could, you know, figure out how you get out of that. Deshaun Watson, fully guaranteed, and now Cleveland's going to have to eat a huge number. You know, Kyler Murray, same thing. His number was so big, and he was a little bit better last year, but if he turns out to not be good enough, you're going to have a big eat on that as well. So the Niners have always...
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Done really well at front-loading contracts for players and also offsetting the future numbers with other players. So they clearly believe in Brock Purdy. But if things do go south, the fact that it's front loaded makes it so that they might be able to get out earlier as opposed to later.
Yeah, no doubt. Wow, I'm surprised this happened today, Dibs. It wasn't really on my radar. Maybe that's because we've just been so geared up on the Warriors, and now we're getting ready for the Valkyries, their first ever home game, first ever regular season game, period. But now we have this news. Again, Brock Purdy and the 49ers have agreed on a 5-year, $265 million contract extension. And considering what the talk was, Dibs, all last season and even last offseason and then the entire season and then through the first couple of months of this offseason, it felt like the Niners might get to a position where they were forced to pay him close to $60 million a year, because that's what happens when you have a quality quarterback that comes due for an extension. You pay him top of the market, and at least through the numbers we know so far, Dibs, this is not entirely top of the market.
Right, but I also do look at his situation, which is he has one more year under contract, and last year was a little bit of a regression. I'm not saying that he was exposed or now he's a fraud or anything like that, but last year he was not as good. His arm talent looked like it maybe was a little bit regressed. I think that he didn't have the same weaponry. Questions about, can he do it without Christian and without Debo and without Brandon Ayuk? And the team clearly believes in him as a quarterback, which is good. But also, he's in a spot where he had no leverage. They could have said, all right, Brock, play this year on $5 million, and then we'll see again. And he wouldn't have played, and the team would have been equally screwed. But his market in that scenario would have plummeted. If he said, I'm not playing, and they said, well, we're going to go with Mac Jones, and, you know, we have a last place schedule, so we think we can go 9-8 with Mac Jones, and he doesn't play. Well, he goes from $53 million a year down to $20 million a year.
You think he really had no leverage?
I think he had limited leverage.
I mean, he's the best quarterback the Niners have by a mile.
By maybe a half mile. If you look at their schedule and you look at their talent, and you look at Mac Jones, who is a former first-round pick, you can at least, if you're Shanahan, you could think, can I get 9-8 out of Mac Jones? Maybe. I mean, you might be able to. I'm not saying that Brock Purdy, you know, trembled in the face of a threat, but I don't think that Brock Purdy had the ability to say, you know what, it's 60 or bust. They offered him whatever they offered him. You settled on $53 million a year, and if you're Brock Purdy and you're Mr. Irrelevant and you're a guy who's going to play on $5 million a year or get 100-something million guaranteed, you're taking 53.
Yeah, probably.
It's a fair deal, I think.
It seems pretty fair. Yep. It does seem pretty fair. I do think Brock has a good amount of leverage, though, just considering the fact that it's the quarterback position. And yeah,
I agree, but
you have Mac Jones, but right. I mean, who really has Mac Jones been in the NFL?
But if you're Brock Purdy and you are now the eighth highest paid quarterback in football, if that's the number, and I think you said that, he's like seventh or eighth.
Yep, right around there.
If you're
there.
Brock Purdy, and they say, hey, we're going to make you the eighth highest paid quarterback because we think you're top eight in the league. And if you're Brock Purdy, you think, yeah, I'm probably top eight. I might be top six. I might be top 14. You're going to pay me like a top eight? I'll take it.
If he had the season from 2 years ago, this most recent season, he probably would have gotten like the Dak Prescott contract.
I agree with you.
It would have been $60 million a year and breaking records.
But he didn't, and they were 6-11. And you know, the big knock was he can't do it without his stars. And you lost Ayuk, and you lost McCaffrey. It was Jawan and kind of Debo and Kittle and, you know, Cowing and Garendo, and you know, you went 6-11, so you offer me 53 after that year, I'm taking it.
And he got a 5-year, $265 million contract extension from the 49ers. That number you're throwing around, $53 million per year, that is the average annual value. That is the seventh most AAV, the seventh highest AAV among any quarterback in NFL history. $181 million total guaranteed at signing. Which is the eighth most among quarterbacks all time in NFL history. We do not yet know the fully guaranteed number, which is the most important number when it comes to quarterback contracts. When we learn it, we will let you know. But 888-957-9570. Are you comfortable with that amount of money to Brock Purdy? 5 years, $265 million, $53 million per year. You comfortable? Can the Niners win with that tied up to Brock? Or do you feel like they overpaid for Brock Purdy and this is going to make it more challenging for them going forward? You can let us know your thoughts at 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs. We're live from Chase Center ahead of Valkyries opening night. Game tips off at 7. And also, Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for location and coupons. It's Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Grandy with you. Back with more reacting to a Brock Purdy contract extension next on 95.7 The Game.
This week, the first of his career. A fake toss. Purdy looking. Wide open man. It's Jawan Jennings. It's a San Francisco touchdown. Five in the pattern. Purdy stepping up. Launching it. Jennings again. A three. Touchdown performance. The day of his NFL life.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that was week three last year. Niners-Rams, a couple of Brock Purdy to Jawan Jennings touchdowns. And if you're just joining us, the reason we're playing that is because we got breaking news on this Friday afternoon, Dibs. And welcome back. It's Willard and Dibs, Grandy in for Willard. So Dibs and Grandy with you. We're live from Chase Center as we get ready for the first ever Valkyries regular season game. The LA Sparks are in town. Tip-off is at 7. This place is already buzzing. And once more fans roll in, it's going to be an amazing atmosphere here tonight here at Chase. But the breaking news of the afternoon, Dibs, the 49ers and Brock Purdy have agreed to a 5-year, $265 million contract extension. It ties him to San Francisco for 6 total years because it will not kick in until after this year when his rookie contract officially ends. The man that broke the news, Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, he will join us coming up in about an hour. In fact, exactly an hour at 3:30. We'll talk to him about the details of this contract and what it means for the 49ers going forward. But a hell of a piece of breaking news. Brock Purdy, 5 years, $265 million.
And thank goodness that this is over, because you know, you go back to last year and we spent 3 or 4 months on Brandon Ayuk and will he or won't he, and we had TJ Houshmandzadeh, his personal friend and trainer and whatnot, and you know, he was giving us details and he wants to get paid and all the rest of it, and it finally got done and he played. He didn't play well, then he started playing well and he got hurt, and before that it was Nick Bosa, same thing, and Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey, and it was all this
Debo
offseason nonsense. Thank you, Debo Samuel. And now you've got the quarterback, the most important person in all of pro sports, and we wanted it done, and I thought it would have been done before the draft, but now it's done before phase three of the OTAs, which are set to start in about 2 weeks. And so now Brock Purdy puts pen to paper, he gets his money, and now he's ready to go out there and be the quarterback and lead them through the first install here in phase three and get this team ready for a year, Mark, that is ripe for the picking. You've got the easiest schedule in football, according to the Vegas win total over-under. The stack that you have is not bad. A lot of early road games, but your second half of the season is the easiest in all of football, and you don't have a lot of like tough travel spots. You've got a rest advantage this year as opposed to last year.
Last 2 years.
Right. This year is set up for you to have a good year, and now you got your quarterback.
You got your quarterback. Again, the news, 5 years, $265 million contract extension to Brock Purdy. The other numbers that we know currently, $181 million is the total guarantee. That is the eighth most total guaranteed money to a quarterback in NFL history, and the average annual value for that $265 million over the course of 5 years, that is $53 million a year, which is the seventh most for a quarterback in NFL history. So the initial question, Dibs, becomes, is this fair? Is this enough to give Brock credit for what he's accomplished, and is it also low enough to keep the 49ers competitive elsewhere? You can let us know, 888-957-9570 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Dibs, the 510 says, I'm juiced about the deal, but didn't Jed York say Brock was going to reset the market? He did say that. He said it a couple of times. Not necessarily a bad thing to say that, though, and not have to do it.
Right. And I mean, reset the market doesn't necessarily mean to me that he has to be number one overall. And I guess when you take that at its word, yeah, he's going to reset the market. But I think that what I took from those comments was that Brock Purdy's going to get paid among the quarterbacks that are resetting the market. I don't necessarily think that it has to be he's going to get the number one deal ever for quarterbacks. But what he got is more than many people would have thought he would have gotten, and what many people thought he, quote, deserved. But the way I look at it is this. If you think that he's a good quarterback, and they do, and I do, then you pay him accordingly. And, you know, the going rate for a really good quarterback, in your eyes, is $50 million a year. And, you know, you did that for Trevor Lawrence, and he's been a little bit up and down. You did that for Joe Burrow. He's been great. Jordan Love is trending in the right direction. Dak Prescott has been injured and maybe not as good as you would have liked. So it's a little bit of a hit and miss thing. But you look at Josh Allen, who got that money, Jared Goff, who got that money. They both have delivered in the short term on that money. So if you think you have one of those dudes, you got to pay him that much.
Yeah, there are 14 quarterbacks, Dibs, across the NFL in terms of average annual value that make $45 million or more.
Okay.
$45 million or more per year. There are 14 of them. Make it 15 now with Brock Purdy. Some of those names include Deshaun Watson, Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff. Not that he's a bad quarterback, but Jared Goff. Also Kyler Murray, Dak Prescott, Trevor Lawrence, Tua Tagovailoa. Like, have I named a single quarterback out of that group that's better than Brock Purdy?
No, they're all in the same tier.
Maybe some that are close, but probably not. Now, I know Brock isn't making $45 million. He's making $53 million a year. But again, some of these guys that Brock is, I think, undoubtedly better than and has more room to improve make a whole lot more than him, including Dak Prescott, $60 million a year, $231 in fully guaranteed money. The Dak Prescott contract compared to the Brock Purdy contract is way, 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 way worse.
Way worse.
The Brock Purdy contract is worse. And you said there's probably a lot of people out there who think, $53 million a year for Brock is a little too rich for their blood, and I'm sure those people are out there. And if you are, you can give us a call, shoot us a text at 888-957-9570. But frankly, I was expecting the AAV number, Dibs, average annual value, the per year number, to be closer to 60 than to 50. So I think, frankly, as I'm looking at this, I'm a little pleasantly surprised from a Niner perspective that it was not more per year.
Right, and we have to wait and see what the actual details are of the deal and, you know, where the money is being spent, where the actual guaranteed money is and where the out is, quote-unquote. But the fact that it's a five-year deal tells me that, you know, they're going to be sunk into Brock Purdy for at least the next four this upcoming year and then three more. So it just depends on how they structured it as to how much they believe in Brock Purdy, because you know that coming up, you're going to have Trent Williams money probably come off the books. And, you know, at some point, you're going to have other of your high-priced veterans, you know, George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey. These are players who are all getting older. So maybe you ended up backloading some of this to where you get to a point where, all right, Brock, in 2029, you're now going to have to carry us because we're not going to have these other contracts. We're going to have rookies in their spots, and you're going to have to go out there and ball for us.
You might feel a little bit of that way this year too, because Debo's gone, and you had to cut costs a lot elsewhere, and you did a lot of that defensively as well. But I think entering a season, this is probably the biggest challenge that Brock has had, and that challenge is only going to have to go up each and every year going forward. Although the Niners can definitely continue adding to the roster with smart draft picks, and the jury's out on this year's draft. Of course, they have not played a single snap in the NFL yet. But when you have a quarterback making a ton of money, and don't get it twisted, $53 million a year to a quarterback is a ton of money. It's just not as much as some others. This still presents challenges in terms of how you're going to fill out the rest of your roster. Let's go out to the phone lines here on Willard and Dibs. It's Dibs and Grandy with you. I'm in for Willard today, but the breaking news of the day is Brock Purdy and the 49ers have agreed to a five-year, $265 million contract extension. Is that too much? You happy with the deal? Let us know at 888-957-9570. T-Money is in Palo Alto, and he's the first to join us here over the phones. T-Money, the floor is yours. How you doing?
Doing good. Feel good about this contract. Feel like it's a pretty good number. And just one thing, to anyone who doesn't like the contract and thinks that it's bad, I don't know who the other option is besides Brock Purdy. So,
yeah. T, I hear you, and that's what you were talking about.
I mean, yeah, Mac Jones. Okay, you have Mac Jones in, and Mac Jones right now is probably the 44th best quarterback in football, and I'm just guessing.
Somewhere around there.
I mean, he's a guy who was highly drafted, and he showed a little bit in New England, and then he didn't. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan has done a good job of rescuing quarterbacks. And, you know, he's like the SPCA of the NFL where, you know, he'll bring you in and, you know, he'll find somebody.
He'll rehab you.
He'll find somebody to come out and adopt you. Shout out Sam Darnold. Yep. But beyond that, I don't know if you really want to go forward with Mac Jones, but he's a guy who you could look at. If Brock Purdy wanted to play hardball and hold out, you could at least, like, pretend that Mac Jones could be somebody who could get you, I don't know, 7 or 8 or 9 wins with this schedule. But Brock Purdy is better than that, and Brock Purdy has shown that he's a good playoff quarterback. He's a guy who can win games. He can get into the deep water of January and play well and win games. And so if you want that as your quarterback, if you believe in that guy, you got to pay him, and that's the going rate.
Yeah, so we got T-Money over the phone lines who is excited and happy with the deal.
Okay.
Head out to the text line. That is the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. The 559 chimes in and says, Purdy way overpaid. You can forget about Super Bowls now. We don't know. We're going to find out. I will say, Dibs, this is what you were getting at and what T-Money was getting at. When you are in a position as an organization that has a generally speaking, a younger quarterback that has shown at least that he's a quality quarterback, and Brock Purdy has shown more than he's a quality quarterback. He had a darn near MVP-level season a couple of years ago. Wasn't nearly as good this past year. No doubt about that, but hard to be better than he was two seasons ago. But when you have a quarterback that is young, that has shown at least something to where he's, you know, a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, as Brock has, and he's due for a contract extension, you're maybe not damned if you do. If you turn out to be right about the guy, you're not damned if you give him the contract, but you're definitely damned if you don't give him the contract.
For the most part, because as you know, you got to have a quarterback, you got to protect the quarterback, you got to rush the quarterback. And right now, they've got Trent Williams who can protect the quarterback in theory, and you hope that he can do it for another year or so. And you have a guy who can rush the quarterback, and maybe another guy, and Mykel Williams, your top draft pick, maybe he can actually get after the quarterback. And so if you don't have a quarterback, and think about all the teams in the NFL who do well year after year, and think about who their quarterback is, they all have a quarterback that is reliable, trustworthy, veteran, good. You're hard-pressed to find a team in the NFL that has, you know, a middling or a fledgling quarterback who they can't really rely on.
Yeah. Also, this is a really good point on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line from the 415. When this deal technically starts after this season, he will probably be the 12th highest paid quarterback.
Yeah.
Or even worse. And I don't know if that number is exactly right, 12th highest, but every year there's going to be a new quarterback that is going to be maybe multiple quarterbacks that are due new contracts. And just the way that this thing works, that this Brock Purdy number is going to be eclipsed by many more for the years to come. It's why Patrick Mahomes is making $45 million a year, because the Kansas City Chiefs dibs put together maybe the greatest piece of business in NFL history, signing Patrick Mahomes to, like, what was it, a 15-year deal or whatever it was, like 5 years ago at this point?
Yeah.
And now that contract looks like an incredible bargain.
It does, and, you know, eventually that will get reworked as you get further down the road. Yeah. And, you know, he signed it early to get that guaranteed money, and, you know, the Chiefs were wise to do that. And I also think that Patrick Mahomes understood that if he did that deal then, they had a better ability to go out there and, you know, give him help around him in the near term. But like any of these deals in the NFL, and you and I joked about this yesterday off the air, like all of the different leagues and the different rules of contracts.
Yep.
And we know this about the NFL. Whatever your contract is, and we could talk about this number, which is, you know, 53 a year and
yep.
5 years and, you know, 265. That's really funny money. He's not going to play 5 years on top of the 1 year next year and make 265. That's not going to happen. He'll play three of those five, or maybe two of those five, and it'll be good or bad, or whatever it is, that contract will get reworked. That's what Parag Marate, the chief financial guy with the Niners, does. It's what the Niners always do. You sign a deal, and then that deal at some point gets ripped up, and you get a new deal, or you get cut.
Yeah, let's keep it rolling here on the phone lines, 888-957-9570. We are reacting to the news that the 49ers and Brock Purdy have agreed to a five-year, $265 million contract extension. For those without a calculator handy, that is $53 million on average per year. This reported by multiple reliable sources now, but Tom Pelissero of NFL Network was the first to report it, and we will hear from Tom Pelissero right here on Willard and Dibs. Grandy in for Willard, it's Dibs and Grandy with you. Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, who broke this news, will join us at 3:30 right here on 95.7 The Game. And we are live from Chase Center as we get ready for the Valkyries' first ever regular season game. Tip-off versus the LA Sparks is at 7. We're with you until 6 to get ready for this Valkyries' first ever regular season game. But again, back out to the phones, 888.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
957-9570. 53 mil per year for Brock. Good deal, bad deal? Let us know. Up next is Connor in San Leandro. Connor, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm really excited about this signing. Look, I don't want to be too reductive about this, but teams have actually a lot less negotiating leverage than fans let on who are disappointed in stuff like this. You can sign the player or you can not sign the player. And we have tried not signing the player, which essentially was wait to sign the player until somehow negotiation leverage works against the player. Our context is not that context. In our own context, not only do you have the players and the players' wives who all get in on the messaging about the team needing to sign these guys, they just wait and their value goes up. It really is not whether you sign the person that you need to sign in this context, it's when you do it. And I think the franchise listened to the fans. This was actually a huge benefit, a huge change. We didn't have the Ayuk thing. We didn't have the Debo thing. People who needed to get signed got signed. We bit the bullet. Jed York even sold a portion of the team and helped to fund this. I feel like this was a win, and I'm really looking forward to the next 2 or 3 months because I'm a football fan. I'm not a contract negotiation fan, and football fans should be able to anticipate football questions. If you all are talking every day about whether Christian McCaffrey has the gas to get us through the end of a regular season and through a full playoff run, and you are having that conversation instead of negotiations and dollar signs and average annual value, I'm a very happy sports radio consumer. So I got to say, as an experience, thank you so much, 49ers, for doing what needed to get done and getting business done. I appreciate it.
I like that, Connor.
Yeah, well said.
It's just nice to have the drama of it. I mean, there wasn't maybe a little bit of drama beginning to build up. When is this going to get done? But
right,
nothing
right.
Like the last couple of off-seasons.
No, and the drama would have built in the next 2 weeks where you're waiting for this before the actual last wave of OTAs where you're going to get everyone in and you're going to start to, like, install things. And let's be fair here. It's mid-May now. And, you know, it's my son Keon's birthday. Shout out, Keon.
Happy birthday, Keon.
22 down in Santa Barbara. Probably not listening. Probably still in bed. But you get to mid-May, and we are now like 4 months away, less than 4 months from the opener, and we're less than 3 months away from actual camp, about 9 weeks from camp. So let's get it done. Let's get the fellas in and start getting ready for a year where, as I mentioned, this thing is ripe for the taking.
It really, I mean, the Niners have One of the easiest schedules in the NFL, depending on what metric you look at, and we, of course, don't really know until the season gets underway and you find out who these teams are. But if you go based off projected wins and losses and records, if you go off of last year's records, the Niners have the easiest record or easiest schedule in the NFL. Now, I think there is definitely an argument to be made that this is maybe the most challenging season that Brock Purdy is entering, considering the offseason the Niners just had. Although, if you, and it's a big if to assume Christian McCaffrey's health, but if you assume that you're going to get more McCaffrey this year than last year, which seems like a pretty safe bet considering he hardly played at all last year, that's going to make things a whole lot easier on Brock, too.
Yeah, and the reports out of the McCaffrey camp are that he looks fantastic. He's healthy, he's hungry, he's angry, so he's going to come back and be ready to go. The big question for me is wide receiver, and right now you've got Juwan Jennings, you got Ricky Pearsall, you got Jacob Cowing, you're waiting on Ayuk, so the fact that you do have Brandon Ayuk to work with all of these unknowns is huge for me in May.
No doubt. 888-957-9570. The Niners and Brock Purdy have agreed on a five-year, $265 million contract extension. Average annual value, $53 million per year. Seventh most among quarterbacks. And the total guarantee, $181 million. The eighth most among quarterbacks. So we're looking at top six, top seven, top eight, top nine money in general for Brock Purdy. How does that make you feel, Niner fans? Let's go back out to the phone lines. Up next is JK in Berkeley who wants to weigh in. What's up, JK? How you doing?
Hey guys, JK, thank you for taking my call. I love listening to you guys. I love rehashing these sporting events when the Warriors dominate the next day. It's just super cool. Thank you guys so much.
Of course, man.
I love this Brock Purdy deal. I love it. I mean, the bottom line is he, you know, this number's perfect. I mean, no one's going to take a hometown discount. Clay's not going to take a hometown discount. Those things don't exist. He could have gotten more. I mean, but he let us get a good deal. Next year's low, so it's like 270 for 6 years. It's awesome. Let me introduce you to someone. Her name is Tina, T-I-N-A. There is no alternative. There's no alternative. Who are we going to get? We're going to have like 3 years of crap? Since Steve Young and Joe Montana, who has had a better season than 2 years ago for the Niners? No one. I mean, he is phenomenal. And lastly, Brock isn't going to do something weird. He's not going to buy an orange Bentley. He's not going to go to Cabo San Lucas during the playoffs. This guy is solid oak. I'm pumped. Thank you, Lynch, for not dragging it out. Just like the previous caller said, I'm psyched. Brock Purdy's going to deliver.
Yeah, awesome, JK.
Yeah.
Awesome. I like your enthusiasm and how happy you are. I don't really care what a player does with the money once they get the money.
Yeah.
But he, I mean, he's...
Well, just don't change and, like, keep working.
Oh, and it you seems know. Like Brock is not going to be a kind of guy who changes once he gets the money.
And maybe I'm just, like, channeling my Any Given Sunday because I just watched it over the weekend with Willie Beeman. And, you know, Willie Beeman got his and, you know, now he's doing videos and he's out there. You know, he changed. I know it's a movie and Brock Purdy won't do that, but I don't care what he does with his money either, but I do want him to get the contract and now just get in there and start working on the offense and make this team better.
And he's been with the team for off-season workouts before the contract was even hashed out. So I think that gives you a sense of who he is in terms of how he wants to make sure that this offseason goes swimmingly even before he had the contract agreement in place. And if you're just joining us, the contract agreement is in place, according to multiple reports. 5 years, $265 million is the number for Brock Purdy. That is $53 million per year, seventh most among NFL quarterbacks all time. So Brock Purdy being paid, based on the numbers that we know right now, like the seventh or eighth best quarterback in the NFL, and considering what some of the reports were heading in to this contract negotiation, that feels pretty darn good. But you can weigh in at 888-957-9570. What do you think? 5 years, $265 million for Brock Purdy. Is that a deal for the Niners, or is it a deal for Brock Purdy? Plus, the Golden State Valkyries, they tip off their first ever regular season game at 7 o'clock tonight at Chase Center, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. Dibs and I were live from Chase Center until 6, getting you ready for opening night. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Your calls and a whole lot more on this Brock Purdy contract extension. When we come back, it's Willard and Dibs, Grandy in for Willard, right here on 95.7 The Game.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.